John Travolta.
You know, we talked about the success that you had, that overwhelming success. And then in 1980, you made Urban Cowboy, a big hit. And then after that, there were a series of films that didn't make it. So you go from being on this throne to what? I mean, how do you balance
that? I don't know, because I lived in a vacuum for about 10 years. I mean, by the time Pulp Fiction came along, I didn't even know that I had cooled off.
And the fans didn't change, too.
The fans didn't either. I still couldn't go anywhere, even when I was cold as ice, you know.
So you didn't have the feeling this is over, the career is over?
I never did. There may have been a moment right before Quentin asked me to do Pulp Fiction. Maybe a moment where I said, God, am I just going to be doing Lucas talking movies, or am I going to have to go back to TV? Or I didn't know what the deal was, you know. Yeah. But at that moment, then I received this very interesting script that said yes to, and it changed again.
How do you handle success and failure? What do you say to yourself?
Well, it's very important to move on. You never know where you're going to get the goodies in life, and it can be from success, and it can also be from failure.
Pulp Fiction, a film that changed your image, and an image which you still have now in new films like Swordfish. When you decided to do that, was it taking a big chance for you, instead of being the kind of vulnerable,
Every movie that I have ever made a kind of change in career, impact in my career, was risk-taking. Pulp Fiction was one of those. Saturday Night Fever was one of those. Mm-hmm. Primary Colors, you know. Whenever you take big risks, it always, I think, pays off real well. But it was not an easy decision, because I didn't know exactly what this film was going to be. You know, it, at first glance, when you read it, I thought, boy, this is rough. You know, this is, bordering on gruesome at moments, you know, and what is that the right thing to do, just from a, you know, from an audience point of view?
You know, we've talked about 25 years of doing films and the ups and the downs and the ups and the downs, and you've had two disappointments recently at the box office, Lucky Numbers and Battlefield Earth. Now a new film comes out. Are you just able to say, okay, I'll turn the page, or does that really, when you have a film?
Well, I mean, I've had about 37 comebacks. You know what I mean?
You've had more comebacks. Yeah.
So I don't worry too much about you. You're always one film away from a success, and you're one film away from a failure. You know?